Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, December 26, 2019. I hope this broadcast finds you well and in the company of loved ones, enjoying the, you know, tis the season. And hopefully, enjoying the spirit of the season, you know, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, that kind of thing. So speaking of the family, faith, and the other F's that go along with those things, and Vince Lombardi, the last quote under the faith section of the quotes page on the officially managed, you know, by the family, VinceLombardi.com website, he said this: there are three things that are important to every man in this locker room, his God, his family, and the Green Bay Packers, in that order. So I wonder, rhetorically, if his faith was responsible for a man of such character, as he's noted. It's just interesting to me, you know, how certain folks are vilified in the interest, really sort of not even veiled, very thinly veiled interest of breaking down the institutions that would protect people and safeguard good things. You know, the breakdown of institutions like the family. And, you know, I always, my mind seems to go back to a couple of things. That letter, you know, Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, August 15, 1871. The letter where Pike wrote, this was, you know, 100 years or so on, not quite, I guess, from another pivotal moment, May Day 1776, you know, you read John Robison's Proofs of a Conspiracy, you hear about something strange happening that created quite a stir among countries and crowns. We need to ban these people from our country and break this group up. Well, they thought they broke it up anyway. But in this letter that Albert Pike allegedly wrote but didn't write, the most prophetic letter never written, as I like to think of it, August 15, 1871, he wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini, allegedly outlining three world wars. First two are interesting to look at in a historical context. How did that happen? And this letter was known before World War II. This concept of the Great War, the World War, was somewhat anathema. And we certainly don't have the same historically contextual view these days. It's radically different, I would say. World War? Sure. Of course. Why not? The world is a small place. It's always shrinking. Technology does that. It's interesting. That kind of sounds like Daniel chapter 12 to me, but again, I digress. So the Third World War, in Pike's letter, he wrote, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. So political Zionism, represented most notably in the so-called State of Israel, obviously, and the leaders of the Islamic world would most generally be considered, certainly in the Western world, probably the Saudis. And that's particularly interesting because Zionism is, well, It's not Judaism, for starters. And then there's, you know, revisionist Zionism, which is that reticulating set of reticulating jaws that comes out of the other, like in The Alien. So revisionist Zionism is even more hardcore. It's less religious, if, you know, Zionism ever was religious, in a, you know, more of an orthodox or a sort of related context. It never really was, but revisionist Zionism is clearly not. Anyway, so you have these two great powers that came on the scene sort of at the same time, magically. Not really. Remember Theodore Herzl quoted after the 1897 first Zionist Congress as saying, you know, if I had to sum it up, what we did, I'd say I created the State of Israel. And people would laugh at me today, 1897. But he said, you know, maybe in 20, certainly in 50 years, you'll see it. And guess what? In 50 years, almost to the day, I saw it. So, hard to ignore those kinds of things. At the same time, Saudi Arabia coming on the scene entirely through not that really veiled. It wasn't really British intrigue. It was, I guess historically looking back, it was British intrigue, but it doesn't look very intriguing from this view as we look back. But how many people actually take the time to look back and see? You know, kind of like the situation with Israel. People who sit in, you know, these buildings with the United States flag and the Israeli flag juxtaposed on a stage, who've been fed the nonsense that this thing was created in a day, just like the Bible says. Yeah, if it was created in a day, it was that day back in 1897, at least according to Theodore Herzl. So, I guess it's not surprising that we don't know when we're not curious to investigate. Anyway, you have these two powers that are supposedly at odds, but, you know, especially in recent years, and particularly with the New Silk Road in view, the Saudi crown prince and friends have said, you know, actually we probably should cooperate with Israel. There's never really been that much animosity directly between Israel and Saudi Arabia, even though you would think, based on these sets of beliefs, that, gosh, it would be at odds, but they really haven't been. There's been political posturing and what I call, you know, WWF kind of theater. Nothing significant. They're certainly not bombing each other. Saudi Arabia is busy destroying Yemen. Israel's busy destroying Palestine and, you know, other places through cooperative intrigue and deception. But they're not attacking each other directly. Interesting. And at the same time, the ideology that sort of flows out of both places infects other places. You know, we've talked on this network about the issue, for example, of the Israeli training of our police and military and how dehumanizing it is and how effective they are, ironically, teaching people how to treat other people like dogs. It's pretty ironic. And I'm not trying to vilify people in particular, a people group, but this training that comes out of the IDF in particular seems to be very effective at teaching people how to treat others, including their fellow man or their countrymen, like dogs. And by the same token, you have the radical Wahhabi doctrine, Salafism, which is considered Wahhabism on tour, as they say, which, you know, flows out of Saudi Arabia, and it's a similar infectant, and it's construed, it's conflated with generally Islam, Sunni Islam in particular, and it's really not. So you end up with this radical contingent that believes that everyone is an infidel, including their fellow Muslim. And that has a similar dehumanizing effect. And so you have these two ideologies that flow out. You would think that they'd clash, but they never really do. That's interesting. And all, you know, this seems to stem back to Pike's letter, because now we hear in the Western world that these, you know, great powers are our two dearest allies in the region, and obviously they're very powerful and influential. Saudi Arabia is building the $500 billion port city of Neom on the Silk Road route, the new Silk Road route. And Israel is, you know, the Trojan horse in every technological effort, apparently, the, you know, Unit 8200 group, who either starts some startup that gets bought by IBM or Amazon or some Silicon Valley venture, or they just get, you know, you're from Unit 8200, well, you know, maybe you should be our new CIO. So it's interesting, you know, seeing these things happen, reflecting on this letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini. So there's that aspect, colliding political Zionists against the Islamic world, leaders of the Islamic world. And as the letter continues, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. They don't realize that, I don't think. And so when people start talking about, you know, it's the Jews, for example, they don't understand what they're talking about. There is there is a weapon generally known as political Zionism, I would call it. Most people wouldn't say political, they'd just say Zionism. That's different than, you know, a people group. And like I said last week, there's a separate issue, spiritual in nature, that Paul addresses in Romans chapter 11. And, you know, I've talked about this. I mean, I'll just say a couple of things. To this extent, who is a Jew? I think Paul settles in Romans. I mean, this guy's, you know, Jew's Jew, according to him and his background. But in the New Testament context, because, you know, we're progressive, we're forward-thinking. Anyway, Romans chapter 2, Paul writes in verses 28 and 29, he is not, well, you know, you find in verses 28 and 29, I should say, he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. That's interesting. So, I always think that's provocative. Romans chapter 9 is a companion passage. And so in that you find these words. It is not as though the word of God has failed, but they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel. You know, and for some reason I can't help thinking of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, which you never hear preached in these buildings. So they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel. So descended from Israel. I just read a piece the other day. Somebody said there is no such thing as a biological or hereditary Jew. Really? That's interesting. Well, what does Paul mean when he's writing, they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel? Who was Israel? Because Israel wasn't a what before it was a who. It was a who before it was a what. And who was it? Who had his name changed to Israel by God himself? Nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants, but through Isaac your descendants will be named. And that's a quote of Genesis 21. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. Aha. Remember that whole grafted in, you can be grafted in, but remember, if you who are not the natural branch was grafted in, then how much more so the natural branch? That kind of, anyway. So, children of the promise are regarded as descendants. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. And she joked, you know, how is that? Look at me, I'm like 100 years old. How's that going to happen? Not only this, but there was Rebecca also. When she had conceived twins by one man, our father Isaac, for though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose, according to his choice, would stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. And so Romans 9 is this interesting, you know, Paul finally comes to the point where he says, so then he, capital H, has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this? Will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? Isn't that interesting? That's a passage that I have wrestled with for years. Anyway, skipping ahead, chapter 11, this is the mystery Paul talked about. Romans 11:25, for I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. It's a beautiful thing. You read Romans chapter 11 and you see the spiritual aspect of this partial hardening, and it makes sense. It's a beautiful thing because it gives everyone an opportunity. It is a forestalling, so to speak, I would say, of the next arc moment to our benefit, all of us. That's a beautiful thing. But then there's this other issue. It's a separate issue. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. The distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. All right, let's take a little break and go to the phones. Is it Rattlebone in Colorado? Is that what we have here?
Is that what we have here? No, that is me. That's who I am.
That's your Christian name? That's your given name at birth?
Chris, no, that's my stage name. Actually, I rebuilt English motorcycles, and when I would get off, because I'm tall and slender, I would shake, rattle, and roll, and it's a Native American term, frankly.
Gotcha.
And it's absolutely very interesting about that. But somebody gave me that as a moniker or a handle or whatever. That's my rap name. No, it's not a Christian name, because Christians don't do that Native American stuff.
Well, not generally, but
yeah. Okay. I came to Colorado Springs from California. I was born and raised over there. There's a couple lines in the sand that I had to draw, and I said, things are unacceptable. What a great place this is here for me. I wrote some things down because I tend to be nervous online. I really have. I've been listening to RBN since 2007. Alan Watt was on RBN for a long time, 5 days a week, et cetera, et cetera. He was significant in creating my epiphany. I always knew something was wrong. And I had these little snippets from high school that I looked at people, I go, man, what are you talking about? And you mention him often, and I really applaud you, sir, on that, because the things I wrote down here, Chris, are you are absolutely very informative, sir, and I salute you. Man, I don't know how you can speak for 3 hours. I don't like to talk, frankly,
yeah,
because it exposes me too damn much. And when I talk about these things that you are mentioning, family, friends, religion and stuff, people just, there's a Native American term called sanpaku. And I think it was related to peyote when their eyes rolled back in their head and they went, wow, I'm tripping. Okay. And and then it causes a lot of animosity. So over these 12 years, man, especially recently, I'm toning it down. I put these little snippets out that Alan Watt has told me, and listening to you, sir, as well, you can't blow people's minds away in the first 30 seconds of meeting them. Okay, I got that. Okay, I understand now. Thanks, God, I had a 65th birthday in November. I'm glad to be here. Alan Watt, I communicate with. It's true. He sends me emails. He was instrumental for me when my son passed away 3 years ago. I love that man. That's what I can say. Teacher, mentor, educator, absolutely. And what got me today, listening to all of the Mazzinis and the Albert Pikes that you have mentioned, sir, you are just so brilliant. You said something that, and I will have to say, I take inspiration wherever I can get it, man. I got Pakistani friends. I got Muslim roommate, okay? I have a Filipina roommate. I had a Japanese roommate, you know? And I'm your basic white bread here, okay? But what you said, you were talking about Vince Lombardi. I don't do football. I never got it. I'm sorry. You know, I'll do baseball. Okay, I'll play baseball. I don't like football. Sorry. But I don't have my own show, too, so I'm not going to have to answer emails.
Those who don't know, I'm not a fan either. It's not the game, per se, that I find objectionable so much as the Roman bread and circuses and, you know, the other stuff that goes along with it. There's another host who once said that it's like male soap opera, and I think in the context he said that, it's accurate.
I like that idea. I would like to use that. Lastly,
yeah, I didn't mean to hijack your point, though, and now we're headed into a break, so hang on, we'll get back to that when we come back. When we come back. Okay. Yep, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel.
Blossom
on a tree, you know how I feel.
That's interesting timing. Okay, so we're on the phones. We have Rattlebone on the phone, not the band, not the song, not the other song, but the man in Colorado.
Chris, is there a group? Is there a song? Is there something like that that says Rattlebone?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't hear many phone calls on your show. Is that because of the hour that you're on, Chris?
I don't know. That's a good question. But they seem to stack up toward the end of the broadcast, usually.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, okay. I would assume, right, that they're taking notes like I, and to try to get talk to you because we don't want to interrupt what you're giving us. And again, sir, thank you so very much. The thing that got me, and I call in to John Schattenmuller, I call in to other folks. I listen to RBN all day long, and I do contribute, mm-hmm. sir, and I can't have you guys go away. So the salient point of me wanting to call into you, as I mentioned, I will take inspiration wherever I get it. And that is, you said something about Vince Lombardi, and that was, I have not given my soulmate, my wife, my lover, my girlfriend, whatever, I believe, paraphrasing, I have not given, I'm going to say this, I have not given my girlfriend my best.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my girlfriend of 10 years and I are tripping now because I said, I don't think we're going anywhere. We're not going any farther. That is where I would like to pursue my quest with her. And I will take her by the hand and look her in the eyes and apologize for being a turd and say, I don't think that I've really given you my best. And I would like to do that. And so that's going to be round number two, hopefully decade number two. And I'm going to do that. And thank you, sir, for your marriage counseling skills.
You're welcome. And well, also, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, and that was in relation particularly to the Irving Berlin story. And when I think of Irving Berlin, that's kind of, you know, the I mean, he was obviously a hopeless romantic. And as I mentioned last week, you know, folks like Jerome Kern have noted that Irving Berlin has no place in American music. He is American music. And that the testament to that is that his songs are still played and recorded.
Yeah.
100 years later, and still in America, and probably beyond, but I don't know. I can't speak to that. Anyway, that is a testament to his iconic greatness, I guess, in that context. But the Ellen MacKay story, you know, his second wife, his first wife passed away on their honeymoon, or shortly thereafter, you know, after she got typhoid fever on their honeymoon. And so he met Ellen MacKay years later, and they, you know, were, I don't know, he's just, you know, that story, him and Ellen MacKay is a testament to the hopeless romantic nature of his heart. And the particular aspect, though, like you're saying, that I usually focus on is the fact that he signed the rights of his most successful song over to her and gave her his best, regardless of what would happen between them. That was, to me, you know. And so I think of, when I think of stuff like that, I think of the Groundhog Day story and how you know, it's life, and maybe it's all, you know, maybe there's nothing we can do about these things, but through the Groundhog Day experience, you know, the main character realizes that actually I can make small choices that have an impact and an influence on things and people and my own life as well. And so that, to me, reminds me of what you're saying. Basically, that's, to me, what I get from what you're saying is that, wow, you know what? If I'm not doing this, what kind of ripple effect does that have? And we should be giving each other our best, especially in those situations. And I'm talking to myself as much as anyone, for sure. You know, it's a very convicting thing to realize that, you know, maybe I want to complain, but have I done that? You know, have I been an example and led? I mean, you know, if I think of standing before God and him saying, you know, I say, well, it was all these people. And he says, well, did you ever one time, you know, do this thing that I talk about in Irving Berlin's story? Did you ever lead by example at least just once and give your best and then see what happened? Well, it's very convicting.
Wow.
So.
I'm sorry, that's not very eloquent as you are, sir, when I say wow, but I will look at Irving Berlin more so and Ellen MacKay.
Beautiful story.
Okay. I want to say that my move to Colorado Springs, there's all kinds of churches around here. There's all kinds of religious academies. And we got all these Air Force bases. And I have one roommate in the other house that's it's an Army guy. And I say, hello, sailor. And he laughs, okay, when he comes in for the night, man. Something is happening to me, Sir Chris. And I, let me just say this. I go to a Vietnamese evangelical Baptist church. Now, I was raised Lutheran, the most cold-blooded experience I've had in my life. Not good. Sexually abused, mentally abused, et cetera, et cetera. I would still go to a Lutheran church because I like their candlelight services. But over here, at least I'm open now. I think my time in California was spent the last 2 years. My girlfriend and I actually went internationally to try to find another place to live because of, you know, California's going to take the guns away. It's the protectorate of the United Nations, and I detest what's going on over there with the Feinsteins and Newsoms and all these other reprobates. And I actually got to talk to Kamala Harris because I'm a registered nurse, retired. So anyway, my beloved state, so all I could decide was that I'm here for the weather, and that was costing me a whole bunch of property taxes. You got a bunch of illegals over there. Wrong. It ain't going to happen. So does Colorado. But here for me, Sir Chris, is I'm open now. I'm open now. I'm listening. I have a Bible. I got two Bibles. And I'm starting to look at that. The message from this Vietnamese church is looking right me in the eyes. It's looking right at me in the eye. And sir, I'm so very glad for that. I'm open for that. The people here are wonderful, et cetera, et cetera. And lastly, Sir Chris, and thank you so much for this much time, sir. You played Michael Bublé before you came on over here. I took my former wife, where was it, in San Francisco, the Great American Music Hall, maybe, whatever, Cupertino, who knows, I don't remember, in hopes of bonding again, too. I'm the romantic one. She loved to be on the receiving end of that romance, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I watch these old Westerns on television, on Grit TV, mm-hmm. and I look at these men, and these boys, these men stood for something. No matter if somebody's spitting in your face, you know, and talking bad about your mama, and all these, and I just look at that, and I go, we have been taken over. They had to destroy the family unit in this country, as you were speaking of earlier about the Afghanis. I'm so sad about my country, but I can't walk around sad anymore, you know? And I will do this. I will tell my girlfriend, I heard this gentleman on my most beloved station here, RBN, and he said this. And I said, I'm going to tell you that, but I'm going to take her by the hand. This woman really, really loves me, okay? But I'm not quite there. Okay. Chris? Oh, the bumper music. Chris Stapleton? Mm-hmm. Who's the singer? Huh?
Yeah, Chris Stapleton. That first one, lovely. Outlaw State of Mind.
Yes, yeah, thank you. I love that song. Thank you so very much. Chris, you are such an inspiration. I still do not see how you can talk for 3 hours intellectually.
I agree. It's ridiculous.
Thank you, sir. God
There's
bless
nothing
you,
to and, say for 3 hours. Anyway.
What? What was that?
There's nothing to say for 3 hours. It's just ridiculous.
What do you mean? Anyway. How can you say that? How could you say that?
That's kind of how I feel. That? But, you know, somehow it happens. It's a strange thing. When we were doing 2 hours, it just wasn't long enough. 3 hours mm-hmm. seems to fit. Mm. It's weird how stuff expands. I don't know.
And you do that intellectually. Do you come in, you know, Alan Watt says, hi, we're going to talk about this and that. And the man can
I
go for days
Alan Watt.
Talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you seem to be like that, right? To me.
Well, at least. No, that's a whole different level.
Oh, man. Okay.
I don't have the same life experience. I haven't read all of the things that Alan has read.
Yeah.
And so exactly. I definitely exactly. defer to his intellect and his life experience. So,
yes, sir, I defer to you. I defer to Alan Watt, and I defer to RBN. And I'm so grateful for all of you folks, sir, in my life. Thank you with my heart. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year, happy whatever you want to be happy about. Something's happened to me, and I'm loving it. So thank you, sir.
I'm grateful to hear about it. Thank you for sharing that. I'm sure other people are too, and that's wonderful, and I hope that it pays dividends. I don't, you know, Yeah, I think that, I don't know. I just
dividends.
I hope that it, yeah, I hope
where
that
the,
it.
Where are the dividends going to come from? It's going to come from the bad guys. That's all.
No, no.
If you don't talk.
No, in the good sense, the blessings of a fuller, richer, more rewarding relationship.
Yeah.
That's the dividend I'm talking about.
All right.
So I hope
I call you? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I hope that that is, you know, a blessing to you both. So
I will tell her tonight. She's an RN. She's a registered nurse also. So she's, I call her my roommate because Colorado has horrendous, and I spread the word, common law problems. So y'all better be careful when you're coming over here because girlfriend can get 50%, excuse me, I'm sorry, 50% of your asset. She's a roommate. And that's the thing.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Again, that sort of reminds me of the Irving Berlin story. I mean, if we're all thinking about things in, I would say, the right context, the right frame of mind, then, you know, we have a different perspective on that. And again, it sort of, you know, speaks to the Groundhog Day story. And
I didn't get that idea, but
has a ripple effect.
But yes, sir. And I'm sorry. I am speaking defensively as you accurately diagnosed. That is true. And I want to be released of all of that garbage. I you know, hurt me, hurt you. Okay. But you know what? I finally pray after my son died. I finally pray in the morning when I get up and I look around and I go, wow, I can stand up. What would my 26-year-old beloved son say to that? He would go, yeah, man, I'm up and I'm about and get down the road, you know? And that's what I do now. So I've had a transformation. Thank you, sir, for your contribution to that. And I can't thank you is kind of a limited word. And it's a limited word for me. And thank you for Michael Bublé. Thank you, sir, for everything. And thank you for allowing me this much time to salivate on your show.
You bet. Thank you for your call and for sharing.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. And I do. I hope that it works out. And I, you know, there really isn't that much to talk about for 3 hours, but we all... I don't know. There's a growing frustration. That's kind of what I was, you know, that's part of what I mean when I refer to Pike's letter. Skipping ahead, you know, that part about we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. And then the dialectical conflict reaction, right? Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then what? The multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, but as I always like to note, it's not. It's counterfeit Christianity, which is part of what I think, you know, we were alluding to and what the caller was speaking to there in certain circles. Anyway, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction? What happens next in Pike's letter? Well, that's, you know, so there's this growing frustration that corresponds to that. People say, you know, when do you think the next civil war is coming? I think this is what's coming. I think it's the long war. Speaking of Alan Watt, he's talked about that. I think it's the, you know, deal to wear people out everywhere, exhaust and wear them out, and then the reactionary movement as a result of that, which will usher in the age of what or what character. Anyway, more when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My friend, yes, feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me till you use me up.
Speaking of bumps, that's Bill Withers, obviously. Anyway, final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast. And yeah, 3 hours is a long time, but hopefully on this broadcast, I speak to the frustrations that we all share. And again, you know, I've talked about it many times, but the gaslighting that goes on in pop culture, which again is an engineered term to socially engineer people and, have us all thinking and believing that, first of all, history is accidental and there isn't, you know, a certain group or number of folks who want to influence others and socially engineer people which has been happening with concerted fervor in the post-Bernaysian era. The word Bernays. And so, you know, you see little things that happen. The controversy, I spoke to the controversy last week of the Hallmark Channel and how culture is being attacked. So, I mean, 3 hours is a long time, but speaking to those kinds of frustrations, you know, if we can step out of the wind tunnel of controversy and dialectical conflict and get our wits about us. I had a conversation with a friend, recently. He was one of those friends that I really, really appreciate. And he was saying that, talking to some intellectuals, he, you know, they were talking about the impeachment situation. These guys were defending the impeachment process and the hearings and things. And he said, I'm not a Trump apologist, but what exactly is the issue? What is the impeachable offense that has been committed? And they would refer to things like, you know, well, he has not brought witnesses forward. And so my friend said, well, that's a talking point, but it's not an impeachable offense. And he said, I realized at a certain point that we weren't talking about facts. And I said, yeah, that's the post-truth thing, you know. Post-truth don't, you know, meaning, you know, Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year 2016, don't give me the facts, give me a persuasive argument, which sounds a lot like, you know, the same old propaganda nonsense and the things that guys like Bertrand Russell wrote about, mass psychology, the art of persuasion. And he said, you know, I realized that they weren't talking about the facts and the facts didn't matter. And he said, that was, and I said, terrifying. And he said, yes, it was terrifying. So that's kind of what this, you know, that categorizes this broadcast generally. I try to speak to that and the gaslighting that goes along with it to make you think and believe that reality is not reality and that you're not seeing what you're seeing. So hopefully that makes sense. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.